Welcome back, everyone, to Module 1 of our CCNA Audio Bootcamp here at www.ine.com. That's InternetWorkExpert.com. We are thrilled that you're joining us here in Lesson 3 of this Audio Bootcamp for a look at the configuration of VLANs. This is one of the simplest lessons of this entire course, for sure. First of all, you know that there is VLAN 1 created by default on your Cisco device, on your switch, and every single port is participating in VLAN 1 by default. Now, this can be a little deceptive because when you do a show VLAN brief, and that's going to be our main verification command in this particular lesson, show VLAN brief. When we do this command, we notice that there seems to be some ports missing from VLAN 1, or there might be. It seems like, okay, VLAN 1 is the default for each of our ports, but there might be some missing. If that's the case, I guarantee you those are your trunk links. So when you do a show VLAN brief output, you're going to see that VLAN 1 is indeed the default VLAN for all your ports, but the ones that are missing from that display might be automatically forming trunks with devices that are connected to your device. I suppose there's one way to make sure that doesn't happen, and run the show VLAN brief command on your default switch and make sure it's not plugged into anything else. It won't be trunking, therefore, and you're going to see verification with your naked eye that all of your ports do indeed participate in VLAN 1. Something else you should know about this factory default VLAN of VLAN 1, it's the default native VLAN for all of your 802.1q trunk links. We're obviously going to be speaking a lot more about 802.1q trunks in this course, but just tuck that in the back of your mind for right now, that this very important VLAN 1 is indeed the default native VLAN for all of your 802.1q trunks. Well, how do you create a VLAN? How do you, create a VLAN? We'll call it a user VLAN that's above and beyond this VLAN 1 that gets created for you by default on a Catalyst switch. Well, it's very easy to create a VLAN. Here's what you do. You log into the switch and go ahead and type enable to move to privilege mode. Then you're going to move to global configuration mode using the configure terminal command. Once in global configuration mode, all you need to do to create the VLAN is type VLAN and then a space, and then the VLAN ID. So let's say we wanted to create VLAN 10. We'd go VLAN, space, the number 10, and hit enter. You're now going to be in VLAN configuration mode, and you can adjust the properties of this VLAN. At the CCNA level, you should be aware of the fact that you can give the VLAN a name. This name is a nice descriptor and will help you to make your network more self-documenting. So we can go in there, we can say VLAN 10, and then we can say name, N-A-M-E, name, and then we can give it a name that will better identify its purpose in the network. You can then end your configuration with the end command, and you've just created a VLAN. In order to verify the VLAN that you created, you can use that command I mentioned earlier, show VLAN brief. The show VLAN brief command will show you the listing of the default VLAN, of course, and all the VLANs you create. Now, when you do a show VLAN brief after creating the VLAN 10 we just created, you're going to see that there are no ports participating in that particular VLAN. Well, of course not. Of course there's no ports in it because after all, you just created it. So you just created it and it exists in the switch, but certainly there's no ports participating in it by default. In order to have an interface actually participate in that VLAN, here's the follow-up configuration you're going to make. You're going to go into global configuration mode once again with the configure terminal command. And then you're going to enter interface configuration. Let's pretend we want to take port 0/10 and place it in VLAN 10. So we'd say interface, fast Ethernet, 0/10, and we'd press enter. Now that you're in interface configuration mode, you'd use two commands. You'd say switch port mode access to ensure that the port is an access mode port, and then you would issue the command switch port access VLAN 10. So we first make sure the port is an access port with switch port mode access, and then we ensure that the port is participating in VLAN 10 with the command switch port access VLAN 10. That's all there is to it. You can now end your configuration with the end command, and then you can issue the show VLAN brief command to confirm that not only do you have a VLAN 10 now, but that fast Ethernet 0/10 is a member of that VLAN. So a very, very simple lesson, folks, on configuring VLANs on our Catalyst switches.